But in our community today, people very rarely hear about the idea of freedom. And one of the reasons is that they think the system is Linux. And the name Linux is not associated with a philosophy that stands firm for freedom. It's associated with a philosophy that says that the whole point is to be popular. That the point is to make powerful, reliable software that a lot of people will use. For GNU, the point is to spread freedom far and wide. Not just to get a lot of users using GNU, but to give freedom to a lot of users. It's no use having people using GNU if they aren't getting freedom. That just means GNU has been turned upside down and ruined. It's not success, it's failure. Success is when we have given people freedom, when they are part of the community of freedom. And if we want the success to continue, we better make sure that they value freedom. Because history shows that people who have freedom but don't value it will lose it. My country used to call itself the land of the brave and the free. And then after September 11th, they became cowards and said, "Take away our freedom!" And our leaders took away our freedom. It's horrible. I don't know what word to use for the sad negus my country did to itself. In our community, if the users think only, "Wow, wonderful, reliable system this is, and it's cool, and I got it cheap," they won't hesitate to install proprietary software with it if that makes it more convenient, if they think convenience is the only goal. And why would they working as we did to replace that proprietary software with free software? If convenience is your only goal, why would you accept a big inconvenience to gain a small convenience? That would just be irrational. But for your freedom, that's something people will work hard for, people will struggle for years. The only way that we will maintain our freedom and spread our freedom is if we value freedom. So the most important thing for us to do to keep our community going in the right direction is to talk about freedom. We must never assume that it goes without saying. The fact is, most people in our community haven't heard this. We must talk about it. We have to make sure, if we don't want to be like a third world city where there are millions of people in cardboard shacks, if we want the people who are moving to our city to become part of its civic life, we have to integrate them. We have to teach them the civics of our community. We have to teach them that this is a community that was built for freedom, that people worked very hard to have freedom. A lot more to do, and it's going to be up to them to join in the work. If we do this, we may have freedom 10 years from now. If we let this drop, if we pay no attention to it, we will probably lose our freedom. We have a lot of work to do. And most of the institutions in our community are not encouraging people to do it. If you look at the institutions, you'll find that most of them call the system Linux, and most of them don't talk about freedom and cooperation as an ethical. They just don't. Consider, for instance, the companies that package the commercial versions of the GNU/Linux system. Well, all of these companies call the system Linux, and they all also package some non-free software with the system. Now, this is actually very harmful because it has taught the users to expect to have non-free software with the system. They've led the users to think of just the exact opposite of living in freedom. In fact, at this point, it is not easy to find a free version of the GNU/Linux system. If you go to a store, you can find CDs, or it'll be several CDs now, that say that supposedly contain the GNU/Linux system. It's true, it'll say Linux on the cover, most likely. But in addition, it'll have non-free software in it. So yes, it's possible to get a free operating system today and run it on your PC, but it's not easy to find a free operating system. You have to know what you're doing. And what about the magazines dedicated to the GNU/Linux system? Well, most of them call themselves Linux something or other magazine. And they're all filled with advertisements for non-free software, various different non-free programs. But all those ads have one message in common. Non-free software is good for you. So good for you, you might even pay to get a copy. And they call those things value-added packages, which makes a statement about values. It says, value convenience, not freedom. Well, I disagree with those values, so I have another term for those packages. I call them freedom-subtracted packages. Because if you have installed a free GNU/Linux system, if you are enjoying the benefits of liberty in the community that we worked for so many years to build, those packages give you the opportunity to buckle on a chain. And what about the conferences about the GNU/Linux system? Well, most of those conferences call themselves Linux something, and most of them have presentations of non-free software, which in effect means they're putting their name behind this non-free software, endorsing it. And what about groups for users of the GNU/Linux? Well, most of them call themselves Linux user groups, and they invite salesmen to come and make presentations of free software, like putting the group's seal of approval on free software. So you look around at the institutions in our community, and most of them are encouraging the use of non-free software, which it's, of course, says freedom is not the goal. And they're doing this under the rule Linux. The rubric of Linux has become associated solely with the desire for popularity. There are even people who call themselves Linux users who have the slogan world domination. Now, this is a sort of a joke. They don't literally mean that they want to rule the world and impose the use of the GNU/Linux system. So I won't say that that slogan means something evil, but it is sort of backwards. I mean, our goal should be world liberation, not world domination. The only place in our community where you see people talk about freedom and cooperation as a social goal is with people who talk about free software and GNU. If you call the system GNU/Linux, then you don't explain these things. There are other people to recognize action when they do come across these things. If a person has the ideas, the GNU system, then when he sees the GNU philosophy, he'll say, ah, this has a connection to me. Maybe I should pay serious attention to what they say. If otherwise, the person is likely to say, oh, I'm a Linux user. What does this GNU philosophy have to do with me? In fact, I get the most ironic responses. People, this philosophy is so idealistic, it must be impractical. And meanwhile, they're using the GNU/Linux system, which is the practical result of listed philosophy. If they knew that it was the system, they might still disagree with us, but they couldn't say it was impractical. And they even say this idealistic philosophy is a bad thing because it hampers the success of Linux. Now, that might look plausible to people who don't know that this so-called Linux is really the GNU system and that it exists because of this philosophy. But after all, what does it mean what does success mean here? There are people who think success means there are a lot of people running Linux, the kernel. Why should we care if people are, if more or less people are using a particular kernel? It's not really important. There are people who think that success means more people using the GNU/Linux system. Well, I must admit my ego likes the idea of more people using the GNU system, but really it's not important. Why should we care at all how many people are using a certain operating system? What's important is for people to have freedom. The GNU system is important because it's a way for people to have them. That's why it was made. What's really important should get the freedom. And if people mix in, say, non-free software into the system, then the users are not getting the freedom. The point's been lost. Now that, in fact, is one of the biggest problems our community faces today, the tendency to add non-free software to the system. In fact, sometimes this non-free software plays an essential role. There's hardware that isn't supported by free software, only by non-free drivers. There are non-free versions of the X Windows System server that support certain display hardware. The people who use those don't have a free system anymore. We've got to replace them with free software. And we've got to reject that hardware as long as it isn't supported by free software. We need to spread the word. Before you buy hardware, check that the devices are really supported by free software. Another